Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line from George & Company, George Smilinich, who's talking about Halloween costumes. George, thanks so much for being on with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
You know, we're just 2 weeks away from Halloween, so I'm guessing now is the time when a lot of people are rolling through looking for, all right, they got a party coming up, got Halloween, going out with the kids. We need to stock up. Is right now the busiest time of year for you?
Yes, this and Christmas is good too, but Halloween's really busy with the costumes.
And what are people coming in and asking for?
Basically, for the kids, the K-pop costumes, which are hard to get, but mainly accessory items, and the kids all to say what they want. And a lot of parents are picking up makeup and accessory items for the costumes for children. And the adults are like 60s, 70s, 80s costumes, you know, things like that.
You're going to have to fill us in. Kids want K-pop costumes this year. That's the hot thing. What is that?
Right. I guess it's a show on TV that's pretty popular with the kids. But they like the other costumes, too. You know, this year we had a lot of people want to be policemen. Seemed unusual. But they still like their pirates and things like that.
You know, George, I'm just wondering, like, what about scary costumes? Do people still come in for that? Do they want to be spooky?
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. People still like the skeletons, zombies, things like that. A lot of the times the parents wear a costume when they're taking their kids around, and they like scaring the kids. That's always popular.
You know, I remember going out and talking to either yourself or somebody else about 10 years ago, and political costumes were all the rage. You know, 2016, everyone was dressing up in a political costume, going out to the Halloween parties. Has that faded away? Are they less popular, you know, the more and more that people get a little tired of what's going on in politics?
Yeah, sort of. But, you know, years ago, it used to be Knicks and masks and things like that. And then Trump masks were popular, but it sort of fizzles a little bit for the political ones. Clinton used to be big back then, and Hillary. But it really hasn't been that big as it has been in previous years.
Would you say that Halloween is getting bigger and bigger for adults now?
Yeah, I'd say absolutely. You know, you have your bar parties and house parties and things like that. And a lot of times the people get costumes, then they use it like the 70s and 80s costumes for the big disco parties that are happening. Those are getting pretty popular, too.
And stuff that probably doesn't really go out of style, right? If you buy something for a costume, you might be looking to use it more than once.
No, that's basically what a lot of people, everybody's got their supply of recycled costumes in the basement that the kids reuse. And then a lot of times the people just keep building on what they had in previous years.
Or just like change
wigs and beards.
Yeah, or change up the accessories, right?
Yeah. That's usually what they do. So they accessorize, and the kids like to play with different things. And you know, they have a lot of fun with it year-round.
Do you just sell costumes, or do you rent them, too?
We rent bigger mascot-type costumes, like for parties, the full-size costumes, you know, something like that. But mainly most of our costumes, we just sell packaged costumes and you own it. This way, when you rent them, you got to come and pick it up, take it out, return it. It's a lot simpler just to buy the costume, reasonably priced.
Well, George, a couple weeks away from the big day, and I know time's running out, so they can come visit you amongst a lot of other places and get ready. George Smilinich joining us from George & Company, live here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.